Welcome to Any Questions. I'm Ian Pickus, and here with us in the studio as he is each week at 6:25-ish is our resident quizzer, Mike Nothnagel. Hey, Mike.
Hey, Ian. How are you?
I'm doing great, and I'm excited to get to this week's show. But before we can do that, let me clear up last week's challenge. Start with the name of our 21st president, Chester Arthur. Rearrange the letters of his name, and you can spell a two-word term, eight letters, five letters, for what a lot of journalists have done this past election season. What are the words?
What are the words?
Research and truth.
All right, Ian, it is our second time doing a show on 11-11. Our first time was 5 years ago, and it was actually show number 11 as well. So I figured this time around we will have questions about 2 times 11. In other words, 22.
Okay.
A dancer, hospitalized for exhaustion, has a recurring nightmare in which she is led to room 22 in the hospital, a room which turns out to be the morgue, in an episode titled 22. Which aired in 1961 as part of the second season of what science fiction series?
I'll guess The Twilight Zone?
Good guess. It's correct. And that episode was one of 6 episodes that they shot on videotape instead of film. And if you watch them, you can see that they look very different.
I always wondered about that.
They look like a soap opera is sort of how you can kind of visualize it.
So that's the twist at the end of the episode, is that it was on
it was all a soundstage. That's right. They're not 21 anymore. Was the tagline used for what 2014 film, a sequel to a 2012 film starring the same actors, and based on a late 1980s, early 1990s television show about undercover police officers?
Oh, 22 Jump Street.
22 Jump Street is correct, the sequel to 21 Jump Street. And there is apparently in the works a crossover movie between Men in Black and the Jump Street series called MIB 23.
Can't wait.
Well, you're the one then. Titanium, element number 22 on the periodic table, valued for its strength and corrosion resistance, is used in many industrial and consumer applications. It was also used by architect Frank Gehry as the exterior material for an art museum in Bilbao, Spain, the first building in Europe to have such an exterior, named for what philanthropist who also lent his name to a museum in New York City?
Guggenheim.
Yeah, it's the Guggenheim Museum. Retired by the team he played with from 1965 to 1984, except for the 1968-69 season when he was rehabilitating an arm injury, jersey number 22 was worn by Hall of Fame pitcher Jim Palmer for his entire Major League Baseball career, which he spent exclusively with what team?
Baltimore Orioles.
That is correct. And Mr. Palmer is the only pitcher in Major League Baseball history to win a World Series game in 3 different decades. And finally, quote, Orr would be crazy to fly more missions, insane if he didn't. But if he were sane, he had to fly them. If he flew them, he was crazy and didn't have to. But if he didn't want to, he was sane and had to. Is an example of a rule whose name provides the title of what classic 1961 novel?
That's Catch-22.
Yes, it is. In the book, the explanation of Catch-22 is, Catch-22 states that agents enforcing Catch-22 need not prove that Catch-22 actually contains whatever provision the accused violator is accused of violating. Well, as usual, Ian went 22 for 5. Let us know how well you did. Quiz at WAMC.org.
Or you can go to WAMC.org/anyquestions/22 for another look at this week's show, some extra credit, or this challenge. Mike?
Start with the phrase, second time. Change one letter to an R, and you can rearrange the result to spell a five-letter word for things you might have in your pocket, and a five-letter word for a machine you might put those things in. What are they?
Mike Nothnagel's Associate Professor of Mathematics at the Culinary Institute of America and a crossword constructor for the New York Times, Games Magazine, and other outlets. Mike, I'll get to work on that challenge, and we'll be back at this same time next week.
We'll see you on 11-11 in 5 more years.